Mike, after 100 shows of Wheels Off Liberty, it's apparent that our fans like things that suck.
They like things that really suck.
Well, I have something that sucks that they all need to listen to. School sucks.
Ah, school sucks.
You know who else sucks? Oh,
Brett.
Brett sucks.
Brett
bad.
Sucks.
There's nothing worse than a podcast made by Brett Vinyatsk. He's Russian.
Hold on. I'll be back to you. It won't be long. But for now, there's something else that's calling me. So take me down a lonesome road. For me, it's to let me go. That suitcase weighs me down with memories. I just want to be the one you run to. I just want to be the one you come to. I just want to be there for someone when the night comes.
Okay, everyone, please listen closely. And please take me seriously, because I know I kid around sometimes. If you do not know what Wheels Off Liberty is, this show is not for you. In fact, if you are not a fan of the Wheels Off Liberty podcast at the time it ceased to be about 6 years ago, this is not for you. Now, I know there's probably a few of you who are going, well, I never listened to the Wheels Off Liberty podcast, but I've definitely heard of it, and I'm sure I can pick up what's going on if I just, hey, you're not listening to me. You are doing a disservice to yourself by continuing to listen to this. In fact, I'm so serious about you not listening to this that I have put a substitute episode right at the top of schoolsucksproject.com. It's me and Ernie Hancock and Davi Barker on Declare Your Independence on November 14th. You can shut this off right now and go listen to that. Now, here's what's really upsetting me. I think there's some of you who haven't shut this off yet because you think this is like a gag that I'm doing. It isn't. If you are still persisting and saying, well, I'm just going to listen to this anyway. He's not here. He can't stop me. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. I'm going to hope that you're listening to this in a room where there is somebody else who can also hear it. And I'm going to say to that other person, go down into the basement of the house you're in and find the fuse box. Lay a rubber mat down on the floor and stand on that mat. Then find the breaker that sends the power to the room in which the other person is on the computer listening to me talk right now and flip that breaker. Give the person who's still listening to this 15 seconds to save any work that they don't want to lose. Or if the person is currently using a device that does not require power from a wall outlet, call the police and tell them you've just discovered the house is a meth lab. To anybody who is not a fan of this show, but for some masochistic reason is still listening to this, as a final courtesy, I am going to count. Please shut it off before I get to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. So now hopefully it's just us. Me and anyone who is apparently retarded enough to be excited about this show. To you, I would just like to say, you're welcome.
You're listening to the Wheels Off Liberty Show. I'm Jamie.
I'm Mike.
And we have a special guest, Brett, with us tonight. Welcome to Wheels Off Liberty, Brett.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
You're very welcome. So happy to have you here.
Dude, we hadn't done the show in like 5 years.
What do you mean, dude?
5 years. You've been gone for 5 years.
No, I just went duck hunting and came back.
Who's the president?
Sorry-ass Barack Obama?
No.
Trying to force health care
on
me?
No.
What are you talking about?
Donald J. Trump.
Wait. The guy who ruined the USFL, which might have been the greatest thing ever?
The guy that ruined our football league.
Goodness, man. don't that suck worse than a midget tranny?
Oh.
What?
Yeah. You can't say that
Yikes.
Stuff.
No.
I can't say what?
No midget tranny talk, man.
Yeah, a lot's changed, Jamie. A lot has changed.
I don't guess I understand. I mean, what am I in? Bizarro land here?
You see, well, you were out duck hunting. We've kind of had a cultural revolution, and things are very different today.
Things are changing, buddy.
Yeah.
I knew that internet would ruin us one day. That's why I do not use it, except Facebook. Well, anyway, what are you drinking on tonight, Mike?
What do you think I'm drinking? The official, unofficial sponsor of Wheels Off Liberty.
It is so sweet when it hits my lips.
Jim Beam.
I'm drinking Jim Beam, too. In fact, I went and bought a bottle of Jim Beam a while ago, and there was this smoking hot little blonde chick in some yoga pants. I had to just reach out and pat her right on the rump.
No. Can't do that anymore, either.
You can't. The president actually got in trouble for this. There was a video of him from around the time, the last time I think you guys did a show in 2006. He was caught on a hot mic saying, if you're rich, you can grab women by the he said. So people, after this happened, people got very sensitive.
People did not like it.
About the grabbing that men do. You can't even talk about it. So I don't really know what we're going to do for the next hour, but it was actually very sexist of you to say you were patting her on the butt.
Yeah.
You're lucky you're not dead.
You have to fill out a form and they have to say you can do stuff to them now.
This makes no sense to me. What are we even going to talk about then?
We need Corey Feldman to talk to us about it.
Corey Feldman? Yeah. The sweet actor from my favorite movie ever.
Yeah.
Standing
the Lost Boys.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, what was the movie? Dream a Little Dream.
Dream a Little Dream, yeah. He got molested, apparently, and he wants $10 million to make a movie.
Well, this is kind of odd, man. I mean, I go duck hunting. All of a sudden, apparently I can still drink whiskey. That's legal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, drink up.
I can't make actual jokes.
No.
What do we call them now? I didn't mean to say them in a judgmental way.
And you have to have, get this, since you've been gone, you can't just say he or she. You've got all these other pronouns.
Like what?
I don't know any of them. Maybe Brett does.
Z?
Yeah.
What is that?
Why? Cha?
I swear, pretty soon, the Nazis will be marching in the streets of the United States of America at the rate we're going.
Yeah.
Can't talk about Nazis.
What?
Because if you do, these chicks will put on their...
Chicks?
I did it too.
Gosh. Geez. Jamie, when you left for your duck hunting trip, you remember how there was just men and women?
Yes.
And then there was men who wanted to be women, and we called these trannies back then.
Yeah.
I don't call them anymore. No. Now, there are more things than men and women.
Back?
Oh, there are people who can just change their gender based on a whim. They go back and forth between men and women. There are people who have their gender influenced by being close to bodies of water. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes you're like, when I'm by a lake, I feel like a boy, right? But when I'm by like a babbling brook, I feel like, and it doesn't even have to be a girl. It could be a fairy. I could say I feel like a fairy when I'm by a babbling brook.
Goodness.
Oh, yeah. And you can be whatever career you want. And you can be whatever
color,
or you can be from whatever country you want. And that's if you want to be a person.
You're saying I can be any color I want?
Yeah.
Yo, check this word for my...
No.
That's called cultural appropriation.
Yes, you can't do that.
So it doesn't work for me.
Listen. You can't even have that beard because you have culturally appropriated the Vikings hairdo.
So you might feel like just the average Joe from America because you grew up in a place surrounded by meth fires. But because you are white, that means you have privilege. So if you try to switch into talking like a rapper, which you just did there for a minute, and I'll tell you why this is wrong.
I don't know if I'm going to be good in 2017.
Here's pretty much the deal.
Okay.
Just be quiet.
You know who would have a problem with this?
Who?
The greatest philosopher of our day, Stefan Molyneux.
You're right, he would have a problem, but he has also become kind of an embattled figure. Yeah.
What do you mean? Stefan's like one of the most moral dudes I've ever met in my life.
It's a little twisted now.
What did Stefan's not a woman now, is he?
No, he's actually still a human white man.
Okay.
Even Canadian. So he's changed very little as far as like identity is concerned.
So what's wrong with Stefan?
Oh, you want to tell him, Mike?
He's kind of on board with Trump, it seems. He's riling everybody up.
So like he's on The Apprentice?
We weren't kidding. Donald Trump is president.
No, he really is the president.
That wasn't a bit.
No. He's the president.
Not at all.
I thought it was a bit, but he was serious.
He won the election against Hillary Clinton, and she really pulled out all the stops. Like, she had people murdered and everything, but he still won because the public is kind of angry about all of this other stuff.
Well,
we've been
the public's probably not ready for a skirt to be president either.
Ooh, yeah.
Even say dame. I said dame at work the other day, and they got upset.
Really?
I had to sit in a 2-hour training thing about you can't say dame, you can't say broad, can't ask him to get you a sandwich.
You're going to want to say a woman who identifies as a woman.
You haven't seen Cindy since you got home.
No.
Good luck getting the sandwich. Good luck.
This whole world has changed.
And you can't kiss her without asking first now.
You know, speaking of worlds that's changed.
Yeah.
Have you heard from Taryn Lupo lately?
Well.
Why is he not here?
He is not in our present universe.
What does that even mean?
There is a Taryn in this universe, but there's a different Taryn in another universe.
And we're not sure which one we knew.
We don't know which one we can trust.
Wait a minute.
We're not even sure that we all knew the same one.
Is he responsible for all this?
We don't know.
Now, what world is Taryn in? Tell me about Taryn.
He's in the Mandela effect.
You mean like that cool black dude that narrates things?
No. That's the Morgan Freeman effect.
Oh, I took his first name and last name and combined them, I think.
What's the Morgan Freeman effect? Or what's the, sorry, the Mandela effect? What is the Mandela effect?
It's this deal where people think they remember things differently. Like people think that they remember Mandela was killed in prison. Or there's some weird bear cartoon from when we were kids, or maybe not when we were kids, called the Bernstein Bears?
No, it's the Bernstein.
There you go. See, you're in the Mandela effect.
I'm in it?
You're in it.
Yeah. Some people think 9/11 happened in New York City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
New York City was the place.
Oh, see, you're one of those people.
And also, the Earth is flat now.
I guess what they figured out is that it's on the back of a turtle. So this is a huge turtle because, like, even a turtle's back is curved. So for us to just experience it as flat, that's like a very small,
it's a small
part
curve
of the turtle's back. But I guess they say, okay, well, if the world is on top of a turtle, like the people who are the round earthers, what's underneath the turtle?
More turtles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's other animals, too, and they're huge, and they just go...
It ends with an elephant. I think we all know that.
We don't know yet. They haven't gotten that far.
Well, and we know this stuff because a country singer told us, Sturgill Simpson.
Mm.
We have a country singer who sang about drugs and turtles being the universe's on the back of the turtle. And then we have this thing called bro country you missed out on.
Bro country?
It's like the rich frat boys...
Yeah.
And polos and the people we had problems with in college.
Yeah.
They are now the country music stars.
The tennis players.
Yes.
They're tennis rackets on country and western stages throughout America.
That, and we have country rap.
And I can't talk like a rapper?
No, you can't. Also, the most popular rapper is white now.
Eminem.
No. His name is Macklemore. Macklemore.
Macklemore. He sang a song about the gays getting married.
Yeah. Well, which was pretty brave of him in 2015 to tackle such material.
Point out, he supported gay marriage after Wheels Off Liberty.
Well, boys, I mean, I know that the bills have to be paid for our show. So, giving us 3 bitcoins for every commercial that we air, it's George's famous baklava. So, I'm going to throw us over to a commercial break real quick.
All right, let's roll it and see what happens.
You know what I like after a hard day of duck hunting? A nice slice of George's famous baklava. I got this out of the refrigerator. He ships it to me every week. He's such a good sponsor. I'm going to enjoy a piece right now. Baklava.
Dude, that baklava is 6 years old.
There is no George's Famous Baklava anymore. No.
It tastes like dirty, dead Mexican feet or something, man.
Yeah, remember how you guys used to joke about that on the show? Joke about it?
Yeah, don't... What?
Do you want to tell him the news, Mike?
He really put dead Mexicans in it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He was, like, working with coyotes, and he was killing Mexicans and grounding them up and putting them in the baklava.
And selling it for Bitcoin.
They gave him the electric chair, like, 3 years ago. Yeah.
Probably because those Bitcoins never panned out to anything. He should have been taking...
They didn't really do anything, did they?
No.
You know, you remember what we sold Bitcoin for?
Yeah, dude, like we got $9, which is a bargain.
Yeah, we got $9 of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
You called me because it doubled from four.
I got this camo I have on right now with
it. We sold it. We went to Academy. We ate at Buffalo Wild Wings.
It was awesome.
We got extra wings. Yes. We were loaded with
the hot sauce.
Like $300 of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
We bought 22 ammo.
And camo.
Yeah.
Well, which I'm currently wearing.
Take a guess what Bitcoin is now.
Broke. There's no way that's ever going to retain its value.
Right, because it was a stupid idea.
It was the dumbest idea ever.
Yeah. You might want to...
What?
Brett, you want to tell him.
How many did you sell?
50.
Oh, fuck.
What?
Let's do a little math.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do a little math here.
Yeah.
It's went up a little, Jamie.
It has?
Yeah, it's went up a little. Let's see here.
Like, don't tell me it's hit like $17 or something.
No, it's not at 17.
$500,000 you would have if you kept them.
You know how much butt I could have pinched with $500,000?
Yeah.
And you could have bought a lot of duckbill platypuses, cocaine, and midget hookers. Like that you was sold some of them for.
That was my dream, Mike.
Back when those things existed.
Yes.
Yeah. It's small people who choose to do sex work.
Yes.
This is hard to live in this day and age.
Wheels Off Liberty has no chance in 2017.
No. We are now going to have to be those grumpy old men that wear velvet sweatpants in July in Oklahoma and sit out in our front yard and drink Jim Beam.
But you know who survived the electric chair and did make good Bitcoin choices?
Wait, George is alive?
George is not only alive...
Thank goodness.
George.
I said a little prayer just now in my head for him that he would really be alive.
George has a smoking hot wife.
Mm.
And he's super.
Tell me, is it sweet, sweet, sweet Allie?
This official.
Oh, my goodness.
The official girlfriend of Wheels Off Liberty is married to George. You know why?
Wait a minute.
Let me tell you. George has Allie.
Yeah?
Because George has $1 billion worth of Bitcoins, and you and I have a pack of 22 shells.
So when he was at Porkfest slinging euros for Bitcoin and me making fun of him,
yeah,
it panned out.
Yeah.
So remember when Roger Ver was giving out those, just to like the media producers that he liked, he was giving out those physical 25 Bitcoin coins.
Why didn't I get
coins?
One, Brett?
You did
give us one.
He gave you one.
I got one?
We sold it for 22 shells.
Damn it!
We've been over this like four times.
Oh!
So this was an ad for what? George's Fit. Why don't we just make it an ad for Bitcoin?
An ad for Bitcoin?
Yeah.
And they also owe us three now. So you're telling me that George...
George owes us three Bitcoins.
Three Bitcoins for that... For that baklava ad.
You hear that, George?
And now Roger Ver also owes us three Bitcoins.
Oh, that's like two for each of us.
Yeah.
Oh, that rules.
How do I get Bitcoins, Mike?
In your digital wallet.
I don't have one.
Well, I got one.
You know, I came up with a great idea. I don't like digital wallets.
Yeah.
I like leather wallets. So what we are going to do to get back into this game is we're going to create... a computer chip wallet that's wrapped in the finest cowhide.
Tinfoil.
No, cowhide.
Oh.
It's going to be leather. And people can put their Bitcoins in a normal wallet and in their back pocket with their driver's license. Just like we did 5 years ago when I went duck hunting.
Yeah. We had ours.
It's going to work.
We had ours in just like the Bitcoin app on my Mac.
Wait a minute. You're still talking about Bitcoin, and I just now changed the world on how to carry your Bitcoins, Mike.
Well, there's more cryptocurrencies now. It's not just Bitcoin, so people want these services.
Yeah, like Snoop Dogg coin, I think.
Snoop Dogg coin.
Yeah. Well, there's also this. Bitcoin actually forked
Okay.
There was a fork where it went in two directions.
And I took the road less traveled.
You, and yeah. you were out before the fork. Yeah.
Okay. We took the exit to Academy.
Yeah. That was such a bad decision, Mike. I told you
Let's
not
buy
to do
some
that.
Camo.
So now Bitcoin has two forms, and there's a bunch of other cryptos as well. So it's not too late to get into something
you
else.
Ethereum, I think is how you say it, and your Litecoin.
So on a serious note about Bitcoin.
And those are really comforting because they stay the same price pretty much forever.
They're like $4 or $5.
Yeah, yeah.
So they never go up, so there's no reason to ever buy them.
Well, Ethereum, I think Litecoin is like 30 to 50, and Ethereum has been 300 since we were kids.
So on a serious note, when Bitcoin first started,
mm-hmm.
it was a way, as my understanding was, okay, let's destroy the dollar.
Uh-huh.
And roll in an anarchist society where the feds aren't in charge of the money supply.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole plan, I remember, I believe it was John and Kat did like a Bitcoin bus across America or some crap like that, showing that you could go on a vacation throughout America and use nothing but Bitcoin. Well, now that it's like blown through the roof like that, I mean, surely the currency has taken a different approach, and instead of ending the dollar, it's become more like, let's buy gold so we can invest in wealth and never spend it
People
again.
People are holding wealth in it. That's
yeah. So, I mean, Bitcoin's kind of taken a different stance than what it was ever intended to take, right?
The fees for just like, if I was going to pay you.
You didn't answer my damn question.
What was the question?
Goodness, do I need to repeat
this is why
that
we
again,
stopped
Mike?
The podcast.
Oh, okay.
This it was
idiot.
It was has Bitcoin changed the way that it was intentionally meant to be?
Oh, I don't know.
You know who gets a lot of credit for where a lot of people are now, or at least gets some credit in my mind, was Ron Paul. And remember Ron Paul?
I do remember.
You probably
Ron
used
Paul.
To talk about him on the show years ago.
Yeah. I like that old man.
Yeah. You know, he's still alive.
Has he sexually harassed anybody?
No, no. But his son got his ass kicked by his neighbor the other day.
For what?
For not putting his lawn clippings in the right place or something?
Hell, I'd be a good neighbor to that dude because I'd never mow my yard.
Do you remember when my neighbor, I was off at college or married or I don't know what I was doing, but you still lived on Jefferson Street, the street where you grew
okay,
up.
Okay, yeah.
And my parents had an old neighbor.
Dude, I about whooped that dude's ass.
Yelled at my dad for mowing the lawn too early.
Yeah, I remember that because, dude, I was like hungover. I mean, I'm like 18 years old, something like that. You know I'm hungover at 18 years old. And I hear a ruckus outside the house, and I walk outside, and this neighbor is like threatening to whoop Maddox's dad. And I told him in not so kind of words that I will beat your ass if you don't shut up.
Yeah, my dad said, I don't think I'm going to have any more trouble with that fella.
it kind of ticked me off right there, dude. I like old Roy. He will talk a lot, though.
He will. We should have him on.
It wouldn't be a 30-minute show any longer.
You know, the thing with Bitcoin now is that the transaction fees are so high. I was going to pay for something that was $15 the other day from my Coinbase wallet, but the fee to do that transaction was $12. So they've become the government with their high little taxes.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess a way around that is like if you use, and it's on a larger scale than that, but if I use an ATM that isn't of my bank, it does me more good to get out, say, $100 than $20 because you pay a $2.50 surcharge for somebody else's bank to withdraw the money.
I talked to Bill Gates, not Bill Gates, I mean, George Mandrick.
Sounds like Bill Gates
today.
Anymore.
Riding around in his Tesla with his super hot wife that he
sweet
would never
Allie.
Have if he wasn't rich with Bitcoin.
Sweet,
we all
sweet
know that.
Allie. If she ever wants a redneck, I mean, I would move her straight in this
she
house.
She is the official girlfriend of Wheels Off Liberty.
I know it.
But anyway, George told me you got to get your coin in alternative wallets, that Coinbase and these things like this cost too much.
Alternative wallets, as in like alternative lifestyles?
I don't know. Can we even say that now?
I have no idea, Mike.
Like a tranny wallet?
You can't say alternative lifestyles because that presupposes that one lifestyle is normal.
You're assuming. You can't assume anymore.
Let me tell you right now, first on Wheels Off Liberty,
mm-hmm.
normal men like duck hunting, grow beards, drink whiskey, dip snuff, and pat girls straight on that little caboose.
Yeah, the snow not gonna fly.
I refuse to change.
They took down Kevin Spacey.
What?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's going down.
Everybody. Hollywood's, they're all turning on each. Everybody's raping everybody in Hollywood.
Louis C.K.? Yep. Sweet, sweet Harvey Weinstein? Yep.
What?
Yeah.
But he's like the biggest donor in the world to the most righteous party.
Humane, too.
Yes.
And interested in, you know, the needs and the strife.
Yes.
Of women.
So basically anymore, I have to have a contract written up in my Bitcoin leather-bound wallet.
Yeah.
Pull it out when I see a woman that I'm attracted to.
Yeah.
Ask her if I can put a move on her. If it is okay, she can sign the contract.
Right.
And then I feed her whiskey and we go home.
No, you can't. You can. No more having sex with drunk girls.
What?
No. Wow. Nope. Can't do it.
Well, how are guys even getting this done today?
Are you drunk too?
Well, yes.
Okay. Still rape.
Still rape. But only still rape by you, not by her.
But what if she is the aggressor?
No,
Mike?
No.
Have you seen this beard?
That can't.
I mean, basically.
Well, you might have a point there.
I am fathering children just walking down the road with all the testosterone falling off this beard.
I think that's why Taryn went to another universe. He couldn't take it.
He couldn't, could he? His beard just wasn't as fresh.
He couldn't take all the new political correctness.
You know, hey, I tease testosterone. Let's have a little testosterone talk.
Yeah.
After a word from our newest sponsor, Down Drake Beard Company.
Ooh. Now, we never did segment two, that the last 20 minutes were all an ad for George's Famous Baklava. So you might want to check the contract if it was like 3 Bitcoin for a 30-second spot.
Because
if it was and we just did 20 minutes, we're styling.
Hey, let's do it like this. We'll play like the commercial's over, and now I'm going to go, you're back with more Wheels Off Liberty. You're with Jamie,
Mike,
and Brett.
And it's time to go to our next commercial. Down Drake Beard Company, who don't pay in Bitcoin.
No,
because
it means we would have to pay in Bitcoin.
Yeah, and we kind of screwed that.
I don't get it. Is this part of the show, or what's happening?
Commercial break.
All right.
Jamie, your beard is looking, can I say sexy?
You can say sexy, Mike. And you know what? In 2017, there's nothing wrong with two men laying together, one of them having a sexy, oily beard like mine.
I don't think I mentioned laying together, but I just like your beard, man.
I guess I read into that, Mike.
You assumed.
I'm very sorry,
Mike. Can't assume anymore.
But yes, I treat it with Down Drake Beard Oil. It's only the best natural oils in the whole universe.
Tell me how you came up with this beard oil.
Well, I don't really know, Mike. I had a commercial, and I did the commercial, and then I had to do some beard oil after the commercial. Because you can't have a commercial without product, can you?
Where did you come up with the idea for what was in the product?
Well, Mike, I laid with the woman Sasquatch. Let's go lay together, Mike.
Let's not.
You're back with more Wheels Off Liberty, and that was a very special sponsor.
Hawking our beard oil
on our show.
Yeah, that's very special. Is this our show?
Yeah, it's our show.
Do we even have a podcast anymore?
No.
I mean, this is basically really School Sucks, right?
Right.
Yeah, if I wasn't here, where would you post it? You Google Wheels Off Liberty and there's nothing.
We scrubbed the internet. We knew we had jobs where it mattered, so we scrubbed the internet.
Yeah. So let's talk about the time that I've had missing. Dudes, it seems like, y'all tell me I've been gone for 5 years. Right?
Yeah.
Almost six.
It just seems like yesterday I went duck hunting. That's it.
What do you remember?
Well,
you just duck hunting? You don't remember like an enormous amount of time elapsing?
I went duck hunting, and after the duck hunt, I saw Taryn Lupo at a Barnes & Noble store.
Mm-hmm.
And
like a vision?
No, like in real life. I went to Barnes & Noble because I saw a sign that said Taryn Lupo, and I thought, dude, it's Taryn. I'm going to go see him. I got
Sweet Terrence.
Doing a book signing?
Yeah, he was signing.
At Barnes & Noble.
There were so many people there who was signing Catch My Collie.
There were people there to see Taryn.
Dude, there was a whole line of people to see Taryn.
To buy the book.
I am totally proud of him. And he was signing Catch My Collie to hordes of fans.
Is that the book where the woman makes her daughter have sex with a dog?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, Taryn, he can't be with us tonight from my understanding because he's a world-renowned author.
That is obviously alternate universe, Taryn.
Wait a minute. Am I? You went to the alternate universe.
I went to the Mandela world? Yes.
It's called, when you slip. It's called, you can slip into another reality entirely and then slip back. So usually when that happens, like I hardly ever hear about it happening for such a long period of time.
I mean, our official sponsor was Jim Beam.
Like a real official sponsor.
Yeah.
Like they agreed to let us talk about it.
But there was no M at the end, Mike. It was B-E-A-N. Bean. Jim Bean.
Alternate universe.
I was there.
You were there.
And like Taryn was with Hot Chicks.
What is this that Taryn believes? I think I just felt confused and a little concerned about Taryn when we talked about him in segment one. What is this thing that Taryn believes about alternate universes? I don't think we ever really fleshed that out.
Dude, from my knowledge,
okay,
which is limited in every aspect of everything in this world,
mm-hmm.
Okay, one day he woke up and noticed that Kit Kat did not have a dash in the name.
Okay.
And therefore, he thinks he was from a different planet.
A different planet.
Different universe.
Different universe. Universe.
Okay. So what did he do next? Where did he take this idea?
He started hawking videos.
He started hawking videos. Yeah. He's like on YouTube now talking about the Mandela effect.
And this is when you think things, we did go through this, when you think things happen differently than most people remember them happening.
Yeah. Okay. Like the Bernstein Bears and the Bernstein Bears, Kit Kat, all this kind of stuff. Like Jaws. They said that the movie poster of Jaws had a shark teeth marks in the word Jaws.
Well, it has a name. It's escaping me right now. Maybe I'll think of it. Cognitive distortion. And there's many types of cognitive distortions, like when our minds play tricks on us.
Yeah.
Like and there's mushrooms.
One is actually called confabulation, where you kind of put two memories together.
I confabulated all the time when I was younger.
No.
I confabulated this afternoon.
Did you do it this afternoon?
On the drive here.
My wife can keep conditioner in the shower. I confabulate so much.
Confabulation is where memories are kind of blended, I think, if I'm remembering this correctly.
Yeah.
People confabulate things and create new memories almost. So the example why it's named the Mandela effect is they say, I remember Nelson Mandela dying in prison. But the year Nelson Mandela died, one of the biggest news stories was Jeffrey Dahmer. Remember him? Mm-hmm. Sweet Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah.
He got killed in prison. So anyway, Taryn couldn't pull him into another universe. Like an alternate Taryn couldn't. Would there be a universe without a Jamie in it? Why would he want this universe's Jamie in his, or alternate Taryn I'm talking about? Why would he want this universe Jamie in his alternate universe?
Because nothing really changed for me except Taryn was awesome.
Weren't you a gay pirate in the Pirates of Savannah book?
Yes, I was.
Maybe he needed you there to dress up and like Liberace pirate and promote the book.
Is that how that photo shoot went down?
Holy shit. Could Taryn's books all be about alternate universes that he's visited?
This has just blown my mind. And all of a sudden now, the Donald Trump, the Nazis in the street.
It's all Taryn's fault.
This can't be the real universe.
He bought that damn.
We are living in an alternate universe.
Taryn ripped open that sweet Kit Kat and ripped through the
fabric of space and time.
Donald Trump got elected. Bruce Jenner lesbianized into whatever he is. And
Do you know about Bruce Jenner?
Like the Olympian.
Oh, wait. I'm supposed to slap myself on the hand.
He's one of my favorite Olympians of all time.
He's not Bruce anymore.
What do you mean he's not Bruce anymore?
What's his name?
Her name is Caitlin.
Caitlin?
Yeah. Bruce Jenner is...
Is what?
Bruce Jenner... Caitlin Jenner is what Bruce Jenner used to be.
And get this. And nobody will get... Brett won't get this, but he sounds just like Fake Tiger.
Really?
On the ticket.
On the ticket.
What's the ticket?
The ticket is the show...
It's where we got our name for the podcast.
Wheels Off Liberty. It's the best sports talk show in the nation. It's a radio station. Oh, wow.
And they used the term Wheels Off. And
that's how we became Wheels Off. But let's go back to this talk real quick about Bruce Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn.
Well, you're going to send everybody in here to a safe space.
Which brings me to my point. You cannot, as a straight man, wear those short of shorts on national television when he ran that race.
Mm.
Those were very short shorts. I knew something was up.
That was the style, though.
I don't think he's had the dingle removal, though.
No, I don't think he plans to. I think he's going to keep it.
We've been overruled by Cynthia.
Cynthia Crane, my sweet wife.
Looking hot, by the way, Jamie.
Who is a research associate.
And apparently not the beer getter.
Wait a minute. You're not a research associate anymore, Cindy? Good grief. What are you now? Don't tell me you have started selling yourself at Love's Truck Stops.
You were gone for enough years that you're not married to Cindy anymore. I am. It's all Taryn's fault, man.
We'll be right back with another word from one of our sponsors.
Help! The Mandela Effect has completely taken over my life. So what is the Mandela Effect? If you watch any sort of science fiction show like Star Trek, Farscape, Stargate, all of them have an episode like this, where one of the main characters wakes up and they're in some sort of illusion, or they're in a fake reality, or a hologram, or they're in their mind, and everything goes good for a while, but then something's a little different. Like they pick up a newspaper and a headline's different, something like that, and it jolts them out of that fake reality. What happens is they get out of the fake reality and they find out like an alien did it or something. This is happening to me, and it's trippy because sometimes they'll change and then people will notice the change and they change back to the way they used to be. What the hell is going on? I'm going to be making a lot more Mandela videos. Check out my website at www.taryn.lupo.com. Thanks.
You're back with more Wheels Off Liberty with Jamie, Mike, and Brett. And that was probably one of the worst sponsors that we've ever had on our show, Mike.
Horrible.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I got to do today, Mike? Any idea?
What'd you do?
I got to go to Dallas. I used my own personal funds since our bank account is broke, and I flew in my good buddy from Africa, Nick, to take to Dallas. And Nick is now joining us on this very special edition of Wheels Off Liberty from Africa.
Yeah, hey, mate. I'm a bit east of where you think I am. Like, very, 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 very east Africa. But it's all right. Don't worry about it.
Where are you from?
I'm from a different continent to Africa.
Than Africa?
Yeah, yeah. It's good. It's actually a completely different country.
Well, what is it?
Australia.
But I got the first letter right.
Well, you got a couple of letters right.
And just when I was embracing 2017 with an African guest, I just got a normal white guy on here again?
Unfortunately so.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Podcasts have quotas now. So before this is over, we are going to have to find people from other continents.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I could feel like I'm an African?
No, you can't do that. Don't do anything that's I'm pretending to be an African. No.
You can't do it.
You're an Australian.
I've learned this in the last 45 minutes, Nick.
I was just trying to help out.
So, let me ask you this, Nick, or let me tell the listener something on this. So, Nick is pretty much, he wrote a thesis paper on the Kennedy assassination. And Brett and Nick, they drive into Oklahoma. They grace me with their presence. They're staying at my house, which has been an absolute blast reconnecting with Brett and meeting Nick. So we get the opportunity today to go to the grassy knoll where Lee Harvey Oswald apparently killed President John Kennedy. What did you think of that trip, Nick?
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, the first thing you sort of notice is how small Dealey Plaza is. I think because we're so used to seeing it in slow motion.
Yeah, maybe slow motion makes everything look bigger.
Yeah, that's why most of Jamie's sex tapes
is filmed in slow motion. How did you like your trip to Dealey Plaza? And also, how are you liking your time in the United States and hanging out with Brett and going across the country and the school sucks across America? I mean, first of all, the Dealey Plaza. Tell us a little bit about your background on like the Kennedy assassination and everything.
What are my thoughts on the Kennedy assassination? I mean, it's a riddle wrapped in an enigma, wrapped in a mystery. We will never know what happened. What could happen in the future, though, is that two people could be killed in a car in the exact same spot because there are X's on the road and people run out. We saw this today many times. People run out into the road to get a selfie.
We were those people at one point. Not to get a selfie, but I did run in the road.
What did you think about it, Brett? You've never been... I mean, this is... It's kind of old hat for me because I live down the road from it. I mean, I've been to Dealey Plaza several times. I mean, that's where me and Mike used to go watch, like, the Dallas Stars play. It's just right down the road.
And you've climbed up in that building and shot at cars. Well,
Mike, that was after a lot of whiskey in the Dallas Stars.
Did you make the shot, though? Did you get three shots off in the seven seconds?
I could do the three shots in the 7 seconds. You want to hear a funny story real quick about when me and Mike was in the younger days? Now, I do not do this stuff
anymore.
Do we
want this broadcast?
I think we want it broadcast. But we went to a football game once, and Mike being the choir boy that he was, it was in the old Reunion Arena, and Mike being the choir boy he was, he drove me. But I decided that I wanted to partake in some stuff that is now legal in several states.
Some states.
Several states. In the parking lot before the game because I thought it would make the game
John
more.
Bush is getting all excited wanting to sell you Kratom right now. Yeah, but that's not what we're talking
no,
about.
No, I'm not talking about Kratom. Anyway, I partake and Mike takes me into the game and we couldn't find our seats. And I'm walking around and there's these escalators that says our section on it. But the problem was that there was like six Dallas police officers at this escalators, and I refused to go up. I was scared to death. So we pretty much went over to Dealey Plaza and had...
That was an arena football game.
Yes.
And we skipped it. We wandered around Dealey Plaza because you were afraid to go up the escalators by the cops.
That was one of the most memorable football games I've ever been to, and we never went to the football game.
We went to a hockey game there once, and they had the personalized jerseys. Remember?
Yes, I do.
For like $300.
Yeah, and we bought one each.
Well, we weren't going to buy them at first because we were terribly afraid of our wives.
Yes.
But we got up in the stands, and by the second period had enough beer, buying us a jersey.
Yeah, and we ended up spending like $300 each on a jersey. That's never that isn't even comparing to the time that we went to the Cowboy game and we told Cindy, I will be home at 5 o'clock. We rolled in at midnight that night with stripper dust all over us and new tattoos.
Yeah, pixie dust. tattoos.
I still got a Dallas Cowboy tattoo on my arm, and my wife, we was newlyweds at this time, at this moment. We were newlyweds.
I bet she blamed so much on me back then.
My wife was waiting outside of your house to pick me up and take me back home. And I got in the car, and Mike, Cindy's a sweet woman. But that night.
I know I'm married to her now.
I forget. That night, I think I saw Satan in her eyes when I stepped into that car. And her only words to me was, do you know? And I go, Cindy, if you can add to, you're right, and I'm an idiot, you say it right now. But if you can't add to that, I'm going to pass out in this passenger seat while you go home. And she was so mad, and she just shut up and drove me home. And she goes, you were right about that. I'm right, and you're an idiot.
We got to get one more Jamie and Mike sports event story in.
Tell me it's Osgood.
It's Osgood.
We can't say those words anymore.
I don't know how we're going to do it now in the age of safe
political
spaces and triggers. We went to a hockey game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was a playoff.
It's a playoff game. Stars and Detroit.
This was the Western Conference, like
Red Wings and Stars. Yeah,
Game 7.
Yes, we go to the game, and again, we're indulging in things.
Yes.
And we get up in the stands, and they sing the national anthem. Of course, Colin Kaepernick over here kneels and almost gets our asses kicked. But in the part of the anthem where, and I don't know the thing because I don't sing it a whole lot.
No, I don't even know the words of it, to be honest with you. But there wasn't not supposed to be a pause in that part of the anthem.
There's a place
in
that song where they paused.
Okay.
So it was just a girl singing. She paused. 18,000 damn people in this arena. And this moron screams, Osgood is a fag. All 18,000 people in that arena heard that and reacted.
And everybody, the whole stands, looks at me in the whole arena and cheer. And Osgood turns around and looks up at me. And the whole crowd goes absolutely bananas bonkers about this thing, man. You can tell this podcast is getting old because I'm starting to slur my words. This unofficial sponsor of Wheels Off Liberty is doing the job tonight.
Jim Beam is good. I don't know quite what that has to do with the JFK conspiracy, but
well, it's within.
You
like,
asked me.
It's within like three blocks of where the murder took place.
It is. It's literally right across the street, so it's very relevant.
So we were there today, and Jamie, you asked me. And now, in Australia, when we say the phrase, gun to your head, what happened, it's very metaphorical. Here in Oklahoma, I've found out it's quite literal. Gun to my head, you asked me to tell you what happened. And so, I told you, what happened was that JFK was sleeping around. We know this.
Yes.
We know this. So, we know
Sweet Allie.
With sweet Allie.
No,
and
you're this confabulating.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, you are confabulating,
aren't
you?
I'm confabulating right now, Brett.
So he was sleeping around with Marilyn. And see, his baby brother, Bobby, was also sleeping around with Marilyn.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
They were running the MFM.
Yeah. That's a theory. So your enemy of your enemy is your friend. And Jackie and Bobby found themselves in this very awkward situation where suddenly they had a mutual...
Like crossing swords.
Yeah. No. Oh, Jackie the wife. She's got no sword.
That's right.
Not yet, anyway. Well, she's dead.
You cannot assume that Jackie does not have a sword, Brett.
Even back then.
I thought he said Bobby.
So Jackie and Bobby find themselves having a mutual interest in taking JFK out of the picture. And so they come up with a theory and, well, a conspiracy. And they decide that they're going to whack Jack. So they do that, but they're like, well, we can't just do it in the White House because that's a bit messy. And they're like, well, hang on, he doesn't like LBJ. Why don't we do it in Dallas and blame it on him? So when the car came off Main Street, off Houston, past Main Street, and turned into Elm, Jackie pulled out a little pistol, plugged him, and then, like, to hide the fact that she jumps out the car as if she's grabbing the brains. Now we have the problem, right? Marilyn is still around, and she can tell some stories because things didn't quite go how Bobby had anticipated. So now Bobby's a bit awkward. So he has to get her out of the picture. So now Jack's gone, Marilyn's gone, and Bobby and Jackie are left. Well, Jackie is really not happy with Bobby and how things are working out. He's getting paranoid.
Okay.
He's going all Nixon. So she's like, yeah, I'm going to stiff you too. And Jackie basically took out all three.
Wow.
Goodness.
You heard it here first on Wheels Off Liberty. Nick, that's... I've honestly never heard that before. You didn't even tell me...
I've never heard that before.
You didn't even tell me that when we was down at Daly Plaza and I'm telling all the tourists what really happened to JFK today, which was absolutely fabulous. They thought I was a tour guide.
You let him talk to tourists? Oh, geez.
It was fantastic, Mike. They all think now that...
Yeah, I've been with you when you talk to tourists.
You know, on a more serious note.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to wrap this up soon. But I want our listeners to know something serious that's happening. Can you tell any difference in me, Mike?
You look muscly.
Yeah, you look bigger. Since this morning, you look bigger.
Straight up took some testosterone yesterday,
you
Mike.
Look erotically charged, a.k.a. horny.
You know what I did? What? I went to my doctor, and I said, doctor, this was serious. You know how like most people go to the doctor and say, I think I might have some flu or something like that? I go, doctor, I want big muscles and to be more horny.
With a smaller dick.
No. No. You're messing up on that. You see,
you're going to go straight, what's her name, Caitlyn Jenner, honestly?
No, I got on the testosterone, Mike, and the testosterone has made this beard more marvelous, this body just an international sex symbol. In
Cindy, was he less than impressive in the bedroom? Is that what brought this on?
She's nodding.
Yeah,
she's not even very enthusiastically.
Look how disappointed that poor pretty girl looked.
I'm going to tell you right now, the only two drugs a man needs, testosterone and Cialis. If you have these two things, you are never old.
What about Jim Beam?
That ain't a drug, Mike. No. That is a workout supplement. It's what that is. You know, hey, I mean, here's the deal, fellas. I went and got tested. Not because I felt like I was on low T. It's just I wanted to feel like I was younger again, right? So
Where did you get this idea?
I don't think
you... Well, I have a buddy who's on testosterone that said, dude, you have to go do this because it makes you feel so freaking good. You'll sleep better. You'll be horny like you was when you was 18 years old. And I'm like, man, I'm having to rub two out a day right now. You know, I mean,
good Lord.
How many do you want to rub out?
Like four. I mean, more is always.
This is the idiot I've had to grow up with.
More is always better. But anyway, I mean, there's absolutely there's no harm in a high sex drive, right? I mean, everybody kind of wants
The thing is,
I don't know how y'all do it down under.
I've just done some phone research with Mike while you've been spruiking testosterone. And when it comes to rubbing one out, there is an upper limit. You can irritate the tissue.
My tissue's gone, though. my tissue's been gone for a long time. But anyway, I'm on this kick now where I'm going to be on a higher level of testosterone and actually be more manly than what I currently am.
This is all a desperate attempt to get your wife to divorce me and come back to you.
You're whining like you got low T, Mike.
If I lose Cindy, I might need to go get more. I might get tested.
I am going to take my wife back and expose your low T to the entire world.
This is going to turn into us both ramping up the T until we just get all muscly and explode.
We're going to be like the Incredible Hulks of the podcasting world, but we're probably never going to do another podcast again, especially after how bad this one sucked. Hey, that's all the time that we have tonight, and thank you for your listening pleasures.
Can we just do a quick postscript?
Thank you both so much for doing this. This is really awesome.
Dude, it's been great, man.
It's been a great time. Man, Maddox missed it last night, but like Brett got to go to our Ducks Unlimited banquet. Nice.
Yeah.
And see like a bunch of duck hunters from around the world drinking beer and bidding outrageous amounts of money on duck hunting stuff. We ate some killer food, came back here. I had a glass of wine. Brett don't drink because he's a model of health and...
Which kind of leads back around to the only damn reason I came here tonight was you said you were cooking duck.
I did not cook duck, but I did buy you some awesome tacos.
Those were delicious. Those were delicious.
The best tacos probably like you've had all day.
I reckon.
But, I mean, we appreciate it, dude. I honestly miss doing the show. Sometimes I don't have an outlet to talk anymore, and sometimes I miss that. But at the same time, Wheels Off Liberty could be a headache sometimes as well. It's like... I'm sure you understand. It's one of those things that you would actually get hammered for something you said on Wheels Off Liberty at times.
Mm-hmm. It's sure.
It's like, dude, you don't.
And it was a lot more work than it sounded. Like.
Yeah, it was a lot of work to sound this stupid. I mean, it's
which shouldn't be hard for us.
Man. No, it really shouldn't. But I miss doing the show. But at the same time, I'm kind of glad that we quit it where we quit it.
Yeah. But if George will send us 50 Bitcoin,
we will continue to do Wheels Off Liberty. We'll absolutely. Yeah, and we will do it at, how much do I have to be a millionaire?
What do you mean? How many Bitcoin do you need to be a
Bitcoins
millionaire?
How many Bitcoins for a millionaire?
Do some trusty math here.
It's about
125.
125 Bitcoins, and we will bring back Wheels Off Liberty for the duration.
Until we die.
Until I can live on $1 million.
Which with $1 million would be really quick. It would be.
You might get like two episodes. you've kind of seen my lifestyle. It don't take much money to be Jamie Crane, does it?
No.
I mean, I go
like 130 Bitcoin.
I go to the river once a week and kill birds is what I do for fun. So, I mean, shotgun shells are relatively cheap. Yeah. And as long as gas stays under $4 a gallon, I think I could live the rest of my life on $1 million.
Yeah, we had a ton of fun today for probably four people. It was probably, like, with gas and food, less than $100.
Oh, yeah.
And it was an absolutely outstanding, life experience.
Had you ever even been to Dallas before?
No. So I'd never been to Dealey Plaza. I had shot a gun, but to go to Dealey Plaza and then shoot a gun into a lake... which was cool.
And you shot a scary assault rifle, didn't you?
No, it's just a semi-automatic. Is that a scary assault? Oh, it's called a scary assault rifle. Yeah,
it's a scary assault rifle.
Yeah, I shot a scary assault.
Considers it a scary assault.
Yes.
In 2017, it's a scary assault rifle.
Yes, it is.
Right. And then we did this. And this was like, as soon as I thought of this trip, I said, I'm going to Ardmore. And we're going to do Wheels Off Liberty.
We
just did it.
I didn't know that you was even... coming to Ardmore, and you post on Facebook.
I saw it on the Facebook, yeah. And I called Jamie.
Yeah,
Brett. I honestly thought he was coming to kill us.
Yeah.